kind of hobbies have you been into lately? I'm DJ Brian, and I'll be back right after this song. Welcome to another episode of K-Pop Connection. It is Wednesday, July 30th, 2025, and we just heard Park Jae-jung with Hobby Chimi. So, let's get right into it, and let me ask you something. Have you recently found yourself baking away in the heat, just like me, sweating, nastiness, talking to your herbs and plants, which I've been doing right now, talking to my actually garden, because I just planted basil not too long ago, and it's huge. Anyways, or, dare I say or ask, knitting coasters, which I'm not going to be doing, and hats for your friends and pets. If so, congratulations, y'all. You might be turning into your grandmother, and guess what? Science says that's a good thing. So, these so-called grandma hobbies, like knitting, gardening, quilting, and even puzzles, are actually making a big comeback. And they're not just a cozy way to spend a weekend. They're basically what I do. CrossFit for your brain. Now, psychologists say these slow hands-on hobbies actually help rewire your brain, and it's called neuroplasticity, which sounds like a fancy new skincare product, but it just means your brain is forming new connections and staying sharp. Learn a new stitch, y'all. That's your brain doing push-ups. Nail a new cookie recipe? That's memory, coordination, and delicious carbs all in one. Even better, the repetitive nature of activities like knitting or planting tomatoes has a calming, almost meditative effect. Some researchers even say it helps process stress and, in some cases, trauma, while giving you a cute scarf at the end. So, it's a bonus. And let's not forget the social perks. Book clubs, recipe swaps, online knitting forums, and those ways are more passionate, of course, than you'd expect. So next time someone tries to tease you for knitting on a Friday night, just tell them it's not a hobby. It's mental fitness. It's all about time and the time that we focus on strengthening our brains as much as toning our abs. It's very important. And I'm doing it too. You know, I'm gardening. I'm mowing my lawn. You know, I'm doing my grandma hobbies. For me, I call it the grandpa hobbies. Anyways, great song for you guys right now. It's by Chimi, Eyes on You, 산책. Hey guys, here's a quick announcement on various ways y'all can tune into our show. We have apps you guys can download for free and listen to us conveniently through the KBS Kong, KBS World Radio, and KBS World Radio On Air apps. If you're listening to us via podcast, which can be found on our website or through any podcast app, don't forget to subscribe and rate us 5 stars so more listeners can join in on the fun. And just keep in mind that all the songs are cut out for copyright reasons on podcasts. Also, remember to subscribe and like our YouTube channel, KBS World English. The channel provides 24-hour streaming of all your favorite KBS World Radio programs like KPC, as well as all the shorts featuring all the behind-the-scenes action going on here. So check it out and be in the know. And meanwhile, for all listeners in Malaysia, you guys can enjoy KBS World Radio programs on Malaysia's Astro Radio. Just make sure to download the SYOK Shock app and find KBS World Radio channel for 24-hour non-stop streaming. And for more information, come visit our website world.kbs.co.kr or our gram at KBS K-pop. While you're there, don't forget to post up your song requests, comments, and your answers to our Y2C question of the week for a chance to win a prize. Now, back to our show. And let's check out more music. First up, we got NMIX with Kiss. And right after that, On and Off with Popping 여름 속. Would you like a coffee or tea? That is right. Coffee or tea, you choose. We don't judge. The only person that can judge is above. Yes, we're not a religious program, but that is the truth. Anyways, all we want you to do is relax and enjoy all the information that you might have known or you might not have, of course. Now, speaking of gardening, it seems the Swedes know how to do it best. you know, kind of like their bright and simple furniture. And you know what we're talking about. Now they have what's called Colony Trädgård, which is Swedish for a garden allotment. They're tiny garden colonies that were set up at the turn of the 20th century as part of a social movement to give working class families a healthier escape from city life. The idea was for families to spend their summers there, tending the garden together and enjoying nature and respite. Now, there's over 7,000 of them scattered across Stockholm, and they've become cherished pockets of peace where city dwellers trade car horns for birdsong and concrete for soil. Now, they've become a hot commodity even for young Swedes. Demand is sky high. Although prices are regulated, some garden cottages now sell for over $100,000. There are thousands on waiting lists, and one couple waited 17 years to land theirs. That's a long time. Now, that's longer than some marriages, too. And science is totally on board. As we mentioned before, gardening is beneficial all around. It not only gets you moving, but it can actually boost your mental health. Now, fewer depressive symptoms, better sleep, and less loneliness, all from a few hours pulling weeds and chatting with neighbors over the fence. Who needs therapy when you've got tomatoes and gardening tools, you know? You know what I'm saying? So, even if you're not in Sweden, the takeaway is clear. Whether you're 38 or 98, getting your hands dirty in the garden might be the smartest thing to do for your mental health. Who said gardening was for grannies? I'm doing it. You know what I'm saying? Let's take a song break so you guys can, you know, let that simmer in your brain and think about gardening this weekend. We got Car the Garden with Tree Namu and Oh My Girl with Seeker Garden Pime Chongwon. Requests and responses! You guys know by now that we love to hear from you guys, and we're always tuned in which song you guys want to hear next. We're going to read out all your messages and blast out all your requests, so you guys have to stick with us to the end because we're going to send one lucky winner a prize, and the winner will be announced right before the close of our show. And you guys can always check back to see if you've won or not by checking out our website, which is world.kbs.co.kr, and the winners are always posted on our playlist on the K-Pop Connection program page. And remember, we keep a close track of our message board, our gram, our KBS World English Service page on the Book of Faces for your comments and requests. So please send those requests in throughout the week if you haven't. And of course, if the song doesn't get played today, it will be played throughout the week. So don't be too sad. Don't be upset. Don't be like, oh my gosh, they didn't play my song. It will be played. So don't get too sad. So for now, we got to get into it, of course. And the first one is by at Eugene Gifka. You know, somebody who's been on our show a lot of times. Hello, DJ Brian and KPC listeners. It's been a very long time since I sent a message. Good news for us. Super Junior finally come back with a brand new song for their 20th debut anniversary. Can you believe they debuted in 2005? Hope you guys can enjoy this new song, Express Mode. And Super Junior will be on a world tour concert. Once again, thank you for playing my song request, DJ Brian, and God bless you all. Funny thing is, I got a phone call. I got a phone call from Super Junior's Shiwon Choi, literally 4 days ago. He calls me at 8 o'clock in the morning. Who the heck calls somebody at 8 o'clock in the morning? Seriously. 8 o'clock in the morning. So I asked him, I'm like, why are you calling me at 8 o'clock in the morning? And he goes, Hyung, you should open up an interior decorating service. And can you do my house? I told him, are you for real right now? Really? You're going to call me at 8 o'clock in the morning to tell me this. I was like, please hang up. Let me go back to sleep. And then I messaged him later. Shiwani, you cracked me up. You ruined my sleep. I needed one more hour of sleep. But you woke me up an hour earlier to tell me that you want me to do your interior. I wanted to strangle you, Shiwon. Anyways, we're going to play your song. Super Junior, Express Mode! That was Super Junior with Express Mode. Yes. 시원아, 너 듣고 있으면은 형 아침에 일찍 전화하지 마. 아침에 전화해서 형 나 인테리어 좀 해줘. 그런 거는 오후에 전화해줘. 오케이? 그건 예의야. 알았지? 만나서 너 죽인다. 그렇게 전화하면. 슈퍼주니어 팬들, 우리 사이에 통화하는 거니까 삐지지 말고 미워하지 마세요. Yeah. It's just between me and 시원이. Anyways, we're gonna move on right now. Next one is from at June.genie. Maybe due to the high temperature or the humidity, the sky at dusk time has been dreamlike with pink and gray clouds these days. I can only see parts of it since buildings are blocking, but still, try to do some cloud gazing. Do you have a good sky view from your new house? When is your favorite time of day? Request Hush of Sunset by 10cm. Actually, yeah. It's surprising because I live in a lower level home, first and second floor. And you would think, you know, I don't have good view because it's not that high. I used to live in the 20th floor in an apartment. But my home is actually up a hill a little bit. So it's not that low. So on my bedroom floor, you know, I guess I get a nice view. It's not like a skyscraper, but still I get a nice view. It's not too bad. You know, I see a lot of trees, some mountains from afar. So I like my view, yeah. But of course, on days where the air quality is not great, it's not that good to look at. So yeah, I like my view. Friends who come over, they like it. My friend who hasn't seen my house the other for a while, he came over my house the other day for the first time, and he was like, "Oh my gosh, love how your house looks at nighttime when the sun's setting." Yeah, and it's just peaceful. It's not about the view for me; it's the peace and quiet that I get in my neighborhood, which I love. Anyways, moving on, we have one from Ananto Kumar from the Book of Faces. Hello, DJ Brian. I am from Bangladesh. How are you? Hope everything is okay. I wish to listen to the song Cherry Blossom Ending by Busker Busker. Please play it for me. Thanks and regards. All right. You know what we're doing right now. We're going to play all the songs that you guys want to hear, all the songs that are stuck in your heads, all the songs that you want to share with our listeners as well. So first up, we got 10cm with Hush of Sunset, 노을, and the Busker Busker with Cherry Blossom Ending, 벚꽃 Ending. All right. We're back in the studio right now, and we're going to get into a few more requests. But also, don't go anywhere because we still have a winner to announce. All right, the next one is from Shazad Azimi from the Book of Faces. Hey, DJ Brian. I'd love to hear BTS's Boy With Love featuring Halsey on KPC. It's such an uplifting and energetic song that always gets me moving. Message for DJ Brian and the listeners, keep spreading positivity and love through music. Thanks for hosting such an amazing show, DJ Brian. Thank you so much for tuning in all the time. And we just love all the love and support that we get from all of our KPC supporters and you know, our family. We want to call you family because you guys always are there supporting us. So thank you. And thank you for the request. We're going to set that up for you. But before we play it for you, we have to get into our last request. And it's from at DaisyRaw94. Message is, Sunny Summer by GFriend. Thank you. So those are going to be the last two songs for our segment. But like I said, don't go anywhere. We still have a winner to announce. BTS Boy With Love, 작은 것들을 위한 시, featuring Halsey. And then we have 여자친구 with Sunny Summer, 여름, 여름해. All right, we just heard 여자친구 with Sunny Summer, 여름, 여름해. Now we can announce today's winner for requests and responses. And today's winner is... at June Genie. Winner, if that is you, let us know your physical mailing address by emailing to us, kpop@kbs.co.kr, with your gram handle, names, message board ID, and whatever it was that you got in contact with us with so we can find you. And also, if you can put in the date that you want, it'll make it that much easier to find you and send you the prize. And now we got a song for you guys right now. It's Purple Kiss with Doremi. All right, guys, that is all the time that we have for y'all tonight. I was going to say tonight and today. So, new word, tonight. And taking us out, we have Joe UD with a song called Farewell For Now, 이제 안녕. Our producer is Chaedong Gwon. Our writer is Karen Choi. I'm Brian Chu. This has been K-Pop Connection. You may disconnect now.